One is a rezoning at 629 Dudley Avenue under file DAZ228-2013. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item two is a variance at 629 Dudley Avenue under file DAV167024 of 2013B.
Do we want to have the planner do a brief introduction on each of the items, you know?
If the committee wishes.
Just to sort of say what's being asked for. I was suggesting that we have the planner just give a brief introduction too before we start the hearing about what's being asked for and what they're recommending.
Sure, yeah, I'd be happy
generally.
To. Yep. The property in question is at the corner of Hugo and Jesse in the Earl Grey neighborhood. The applicant seeks to rezone the property to construct a three-story, six-unit, multiple-family building. There will be two units on the ground floor and four units spanning the second and third floors, and the building will have its main entrance facing onto Hugo Street. The property is currently zoned single-family residential, so the existing house would be demolished, and the property would be rezoned to RMFL, multiple-family large.
What is your recommendation?
The planning department is recommending approval. There's also some variances as well. And would you like me to go into those?
Yeah.
Okay, there's several variances. The first one is for a reduced lot area. The second one is for a front yard of 12 feet instead of 25 feet, a rear yard of 22 feet instead of 25 feet, an east side yard of 4 feet instead of 12 feet, a west corner side yard of 5 feet instead of 20 feet, and for reduced parking, and parking directly off the lane. The reduced parking is a bit of a misnomer because the owner of this property owns the property next door. It's a medical clinic, and he's planning on using two spaces on the clinic property for this development, so they will have one stall per unit.
I'll call up the applicant, Shannon Weeb and Jordy Craddock.
Is anybody in opposition to this?
For information.
Just for clarification.
Yeah.
Hi. We have copies of the application. Do you can see it on your screens, or should I pass them around?
Pass them around if you'd like.
We just have five names. I'm the applicant, but Colin Newfield from our office will be speaking to the project. So.
Okay.
Well, the Michael gave a apt description of it, so I don't know what we came here to do was to answer questions that you may have of it and technically, and speak to one of the conditions on the. Regarding the servicing agreement that was proposed by the planning department, and that is, well, I guess it's technically letter A, that we would enter into a servicing agreement with the City of Winnipeg containing all the conditions outlined in Schedule B, and that's fine. The only one that we wanted to sort of bring to your attention was the length and extent of the sidewalk that was being asked for in the servicing agreement, and this is the site where the six units would get built, and if we read this correctly, we're being asked to provide a new city sidewalk all along the adjacent property as well as extending all the way to Garwood Avenue. And I think the owner would like to speak as well to this in terms of the financial ramifications and such on the development that has. But we just wanted to sort of bring it to our attention and look at it. It seems a little, we can sort of understand where it's coming from, but it also seems a little bit out of character with the rest of the street that these sidewalks haven't been provided on this side of the street. Obviously nor on this side, but we're being asked to sort of connect something that doesn't seem that the rest of the neighborhood is connecting to, and it does put a financial burden on the project. I think they would be open to some version of it, but extending all the way to Garwood past a property that we don't that isn't ours or we're not sort of affecting seems extensive. So that's the part of the agreement that we would like to to have amended.
Okay. And other than that, you're comfortable with all the other conditions that are put on. And looking at the property, is that a that's the, a gas station or a former gas station?
This right one here? Yes.
Right? And, yeah, so
and this one as well, another gas station.
Yeah, so it's really Pembina's right there. Okay. Have did you talk with any of the neighbors nearby in the process of...
Not specifically, no.
Not specifically, no, but the owner might be able to speak to that. I know he wants to talk because he has been running his business out of this out of this building for a long time.
Was so he? Oh, he's registered
he's here,
to come
yeah,
up after?
He, he'll talk after us. So.
Okay, that's fine. I'll follow up with the staff about the questions about the sidewalk. And,
okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, I don't think I have any other questions.
Is there any other questions?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Colin Newfeld. Colin Newfeld?
That's me.
Oh, that's you. Oh, sorry. So then we have...
applying and also supporting.
Greg Chernish?
Yeah, that's the owner of it.
I'm in opposition.
So I'm doing it here and here. And I just wanted to talk about the request for the sidewalk here. This is not my property.
Yeah.
And it seems unreasonable to ask me to get a sidewalk on somebody else's.
Yeah. Well, I think that was explained pretty clearly, and we'll talk about that after.
And the cost of either sidewalk is actually around $12,000 a piece. So for a kind of small development that done by a small developer, it's expensive. You know, it does affect everything for me. So.
Okay. So that's your main concern.
Yeah, and also. Just it doesn't seem reasonable to build a sidewalk for someone else.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any questions? Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So there's just somebody else for information?
No, that
Oh, he was registered. Okay.
So the applicant can...
There's nobody here in opposition. Okay, so. I just wanted to ask about the sidewalk issue. Can you elucidate a little on that? Why we would...
Well, Councillor, the nature of the multifamily development, obviously it makes sense to have a sidewalk there. It would be nice if, on the applicant's behalf, I guess, to just do the part fronting his property. The problem is, from Public Works' perspective, you know, the contiguousness and a sidewalk plow coming down the street and all of a sudden there's half a block with no sidewalk and then the sidewalk picks up again. You know, it's a contiguous thing. That's
I guess part of it is that you've got a when you look at that street, there's a lot of that street that doesn't have sidewalks, which probably should. I mean, is it possible to do some kind of partnership from the city to do something?
Well, Councillor, I think our only means administratively is through the local improvement process, and this is flankage. It's actually exempt.
Oh, it's flankage.
It's flankage.
Well, so. Okay, but there's also, like, we do put in little bits of sidewalk here and there. In circumstances, it would have to be something Public Works would have to consider doing, you know.
I think it would be a separate motion.
Yeah, it would have to be separate. It just seems to me that perhaps the city could, you know, do that part of the sidewalk, and we're asking them. They're doing infill development. They're, you know, it's a small project. You certainly subsidize the growth on the suburban edge of the city when we're building massive expressways for everybody. Yeah. And if they're doing part of the sidewalk, it seems fair that we could do the other part somehow, or we could explore doing that in our sidewalk budget. I'm not sure exactly which budget that line that is, but where we infill different different sidewalk pieces and whatnot.
It's not emphasis on the sidewalk much, isn't it? Public works side.
Well, I know, but there's, well, that's residential. Yeah. Is that a new enhanced residential program? We could ask that as a separate motion that something go to public works to be, to ask for that. And then we would change the conditions here to that he just is responsible for the piece on his own property. I think that seems a little more fair to me. I don't know.
Yeah. We have to encourage him, though.
Where it's appropriate.
Yeah. You may want to eat those words better.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so there's nobody else to speak to this,
unless
then?
Unless the applicant wants to come up to speak to your comments.
No, I think that's fine. Sounds like you've captured it.
Okay, I think that was their only concern that they raised. So, on the rezoning, let me just find my spot here. Which spot would that be that we would make that amendment?
So it's
in the agreement?
It's number one. Is that the one? Schedule B?
It's in Schedule B.
Yes, on page 13. On the east side of Hugo Street North from Dudley Avenue to the public lane north of Dudley Avenue instead of saying Garwood Avenue.
Okay, so that's the amendment I'd like to make there.
Public lane north, is it?
From Dudley Avenue to the public lane north of Dudley Avenue.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor,
I move the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
I move